Be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glaius was born at home on the day of an ice cream social. Born in the same house in which she would live her entire life. In that house, she would experience happiness and hardship, days of delight and days of sorrow. In that house, she would share meals with her family. You'd share your lives together. Share each other's burdens and wounds. Share healing and reconciliation. Share forgiveness and grace and joy. That house would be a familiar refuge she always knew she could come back to, no matter where she went, or how long she was away, no matter where life took her. Her house would always be there, waiting to welcome her home. Gladys was reborn in the Lord's house on the day of her baptism, the same house in which she will live eternally. Here in the Lord's house, she's experienced happiness and hardship, days of delight and days of sorrow. The Lord himself has kept her in this house, hid her in his shelter, even in days of trouble. In this house, he gave her rest when things at the business got too busy, even for Grandma busy. Here he gave her the strength that she needed when the burdens of home and family became too heavy for her heart to bear alone. The Lord always lifted her up again, always kept her close so that she could look to him for everything. Gladys trusted Jesus. Trusted that he's true, that his promises are true, that his life is true. So she trusted that according to his promises, she would look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. She trusted that even though she died, yet would she live. And that as she lived and trusted in Jesus, she would never die. Gladys knew that. She believed that. She relied on that. And she lived that. Now, here she had no qualms about walking through the valley of the shadow of death, especially if she knew there was an ice cream shop on the other side. She could walk with confidence and the hope of life ahead, even at 97, because Jesus led her. He went with her, and he brought her to something sweeter still. Jesus brought her home. She still lives with him in his house, as she has for so long, and now in utter peace and joy. No more tears, no more strife, no more pain, no more death. No one who lives in God's house will ever die because we live in Jesus. Those who live in Jesus now will live again on the day of resurrection. And that's the day that Gladys is patiently waiting for now. When the day is right, Jesus will descend and make all things right again. At his word of command, the dead will rise, death will be no more, and we will all be together for good. Wait for the Lord's voice on that day. Be strong and take courage and wait for the Lord's voice in these days as well. Wait for that day here in the Lord's house. Here, Jesus will hear you. Here, Jesus will speak to you. Here, he will comfort you and heal you. Here, you can grieve over Gladys's death and grieve in hope. In hope, because you can trust Jesus when he says that he's prepared a place for Gladys, a place in his house. And those aren't just pretty words, a nice thought to distract us from the hard truth of death. No, we can rely on that promise because of what Jesus did to deliver on that promise. I go to prepare a place for you, he said. When he said that to his disciples, he didn't mean that he was going to run up to heaven to prepare a guest room. Jesus would prepare a place for us in his house, a place for Gladys, not by heading upstairs to fluff the pillows, but by going to the cross. Jesus spoke these words to his disciples on Maundy Thursday, the night when he was betrayed. On Good Friday, he went to work, his hands nailed to the wood of the cross, to build that house of God, the house of salvation, to build us into that house. On that day, he atoned for all of your sin. His blood washed away all of your guilt, leaving you pure and holy in his sight, worthy to live in his Father's house. On Easter morning, he hammered the final nail into death's coffin, walking out of that tomb alive. And Jesus had still more good work to do, to build up his Father's house, to prepare Gladys for that place, to prepare you for that place. Jesus is with you now. He speaks to you now. He's redeemed you too, just as he redeemed Gladys. He knows your shame, your guilt. He knows your anger and your strife and your bitterness. He's faced them all. He's taken them all on, taken them onto himself so that he could free you from them. He's forgiven you all your sin, washed you in his shed blood, made you pure and whole and holy in him, so that you would have a place, not just up in heaven, but in his eternal house, in his heart, his life, his temple, himself. So that in him you would be made one of those living stones that build up the eternal temple, his church. So that you would have a permanent place in your Father's house that nothing, not even death, could destroy. Do you believe this? Do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, anointed for this very purpose, who has come into this world to do all this for you? It's true. And it's yours in him. Jesus' cross and empty tomb are how he prepared a place for Gladys to be with him, and a place for you to be with him too. Jesus' cross and empty tomb paved the way for you to come home to be with him. Jesus is that way, the only way to the Father's house. Jesus is the truth of God's love and salvation, which you've seen at work in Gladys. Jesus is the life of all. Gladys' life and yours. Jesus has prepared a place for you to live with him and with Gladys in his house forever. When Gladys was driving to the airport, head down to Florida, she turned around and looked to that home in which she lived her whole life. "Goodbye, house," she said, as if she knew she wouldn't return there again. That place was her home in this world, and it served her well. The place she lives now is not new or strange, but where she's lived her entire life already, and she shall live forevermore. Gladys is where God's house is. And that house's address is not far away. God's house is wherever Jesus is. And where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them, Jesus says. Every time we gather together in God's name, we gather in his house, as his house, even now. Jesus is with us. Even now. And even now, he brings Gladys along with him too. God's house is the right place for you to be right now. Here's the place we gather around the family table, share the family meal, share your burdens and your wounds, share healing and reconciliation, forgiveness and grace. Share life, Jesus' life. Come to this house as a place of refuge. No matter where you've been or how long you've been away, no matter where life has taken you, Jesus will always be here waiting for you in his house. And Gladys will be here too, waiting to welcome you home. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We stand.